We're continuing to look at Acts chapter 13, verse 1. Let me read that verse for you. Luke records in the church at Antioch there were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Now, as I finished last time, I told you it's interesting that the church is about a year old in Antioch at this point in the book of Acts, and yet we already have prophets and teachers who are in place. We mentioned that prophets obviously tend to have a more spontaneous ministry, getting a word from the Lord, as it were, where teachers tend to have a more planned ministry, systematically teaching the word of God. But the church at Antioch has both already. And these are obviously people that have come from Jerusalem in order to help this church grow. Now, as we understand this, they both are able to teach the word of God. And we might ask how they did this. From both Acts and the rest of the New Testament, we gather that the early church used doctrinal summaries, hymns, and ordinances like baptism and the Lord's table. So returning to our text, Luke identifies the prophets and teachers by name. He does not indicate whether these men were prophets or teachers, but we do know two of them, of course, Barnabas and Saul, who at this point were both teachers. So since Luke gave us the group, let's see what we can learn about each one of them. We start with Barnabas. Of course, we have seen Barnabas before several times. He begins with this very familiar name, Barnabas. And as we have seen, Barnabas was well known in the early church, having been with the apostles almost from the day of Pentecost. Barnabas was a Cyprian Jew with a Levitical heritage. Although he had not been a priest, he was still a Levite. Geographically, his Cyprian homeland was an island country off the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. Cyprus had been annexed to Rome in about 58 BC, so Barnabas had grown up as a Jew on an island governed by Romans. As we saw in Acts chapter 11, Barnabas was commissioned as a teacher by the Jerusalem apostles. He is primarily the person responsible for much of the spiritual and organizational growth of the church at Antioch. It was Barnabas, as we noted, who recruited Saul to help him teach the new converts there in Antioch. So now we have Barnabas. Next, we have Simeon or Niger. Notice that Luke identifies him as Simeon, who was called Niger. Now, not much is really known about Simeon. The text notes that he was also called Niger. So why was Simeon given this surname? Throughout the centuries, the Latin word nigrum had been translated into several languages. In Latin, Niger not only means black, but any dark color. So as some have pointed out, Niger could potentially refer to a wide variety of complexions. For example, during the early Republic, Romans may have considered the Spaniards to be dark compared to themselves. The Romans did describe Ethiopians as black or Niger. The literary character Menahem, the king of Ethiopia, is described that way as well. So it's probably a reference to the fact that Simeon was ethnically or geographically different from the rest of the leaders. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.